Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Well, let me tell you, it's Tasty Tuesday, honey, because everything around here is showing up tasty, honey. I mean, I had some barbecue ribs today, and it was just delicious. You know, they always say Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. Well, you know what? I'm pushing that to the side. I ain't having no tacos. I'm having barbecue ribs, honey, and I'm having my French toast, and it's going down real good with my milkshake, baby. And you know what else? My whiskey and my gumbo rum. Listen, listen, listen. Broadcast live from the Windy City. Yes, it's cloudy again. Listen, I am tired of taking the engineer booth and sitting it outside. That's the only way I can get some sunshine. I got to sit the booth outside just to get some sunshine around here. So listen, it's cloudy on today. It's about 40 degrees. But you know what? I'll take it. It is February 28th, 2023. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock, smart, socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ACL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karuna! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. Listen, we do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve. Shaka-laka, 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 boom, boom, boom. Listen, listen, he is the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Listen. Steve Gum works so hard. I mean, he got sweat coming from places I ain't even never heard of. You know what I'm saying? He got sweat dripping out of his toenails. You know what I mean? I mean, I am the one doing all of the hard work, right? You telling me something here? I'm doing all the hard work. Steve Gum is having all the fun. And listen, he's got me sweating everywhere. I got sweat coming out of my toenails. Listen. I got sweat coming down from a 10-10-10. Listen, let me tell you up in here, honey. Listen, you know, black folks, our hair don't sweat. You know what I'm thinking. But on the ends of my hair, baby, I got sweat coming out of my hair. Listen, all up in here, my eyebrows are sweating. Listen, I got fingernails. And, honey, I ain't got no polish on my fingernails. But guess what? It is coated with sweat from all the hard work around here. Listen, listen, listen. I got to tell you guys something. I got some hot music on today. It is super bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. It's bubbling, baby, just like the witches. Woo-hoo! It's bubbling all up, honey. Listen, but before I get into the music, I want you to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Y'all know we on Facebook all day long. I mean, I'm seeing more on Facebook. Y'all know Facebook has become more entertaining than anything else I've ever seen. You know, my favorite channel is BET, but I'm like, I'm giving up BET just to be on Facebook. Oh, my God, what is the world coming to? So listen, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what you going to do on today? All over, all over, all over, all over. Yeah, baby, the music is being heard all over the world. My darling, my darling, my darling. Listen up in here. I got some really bad, super delicious music from independent artists. Awesome. I just love that. Awesome. Everything is just awesome. Listen, let me tell you something. I ain't going to get into no life lesson. I'm trying to skip over that life lesson and come right back to it. Let me tell you about the artist Awesome. They started DJing around 2010 to cope with a heartbreak. You hear me up in here. They had great local success in Berlin during the first 3 years. They started producing music under various names and collaborations. Went back to being a solo artist in 2018. Been doing DJing a lot around Germany in clubs. They went back to the normal scheduling, and they are from Berlin, Germany. Let me tell you something. This one is called Animal, Animal, Animal. I love this song. Listen, come on, Gizmo. Come on, Gizmo. Go ahead and stand up on your hind two legs. Y'all know Gizmo is my fur baby. Come on, baby. See, listen, y'all. I ain't got no dance partners. I don't know. There ain't no dance partners around here up in this engineer booth. You got to dance by yourself or bring your fur baby so I can dance with the fur babies. Okay, come on now. This one is Animal M. Come on, Gizmo. What you waiting on, baby? Put down the gum rum. Come on, dance with me. This is Animal.
Be careful, be ready. I open the hunt. Tonight we come dancing. Boy, don't close your eyes. I want you to see me from everywhere. I know you won't feel it. This fire in the air. Feel like love tonight.
song is so spankalicious hot, I had to play it twice. Listen, one time wasn't enough. I just had to go ahead and play it again. Listen, this song is spankalicious good. It really is. It is hot. That is a really hot jazz song. Animal, animal, animal. You guys already know I believe in multiple streams of income, and you know I believe in millionaire music. And that song, Animal, I'm going to try to make this real quick. That song, Animal, is really hot, and they can create a lot of different streams of income with their brand. They got a really saucy, hot brand. Listen, so Animal, I was listening to the song, and I was like, wow, you know, I can really get my club dance on, right? Yes. And I'm thinking that, you know, this particular song, you could really have a perfume named after an animal. You know, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying, especially for the ladies. You know, so many ladies out here that's being the animal. But anyway, I'm going to get into that. So, look, you can have a lot of different things with Animal attached to it. You can do perfume, and it's really easy. Let me tell you something. I think it's Color Lab. You can have your own makeup if you want to do makeup. You do your own brand. If you want to do your own private brand, I think it's Color Lab, which I hadn't got around to it. But they are an awesome company. I started to do makeup, the Fierce makeup line. Listen, and then I started doing being an ambassador for other makeup companies, which I think is phenomenal and love it. But with Color Lab, it's C-O-L-O-R-L-A-B, Color Lab. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal company, and you can have your own makeup line, perfume line, whatever you want to do, and guess what? You create your own scent. You can do whatever you want to do. It's not going to break the bank, and so I'm telling this for independent artists, awesome. You can create a scent called Animal, right? You can sell it from your website. You can sell it from your social media handles on Instagram or Twitter. And also with Animal, not only perfume, you can do like a throw rug. You can do a blanket. I mean, it's so much that you can put your logo on, that Animal logo, and honey, and create multiple streams of income. Let me tell you this really quickly. And I got some more music to get to with independent artist Kool Bryant. He's got some hot music. Let me tell you something. It's a good idea sometimes to even try when somebody pitch an idea to you. It's a good idea just to even try. Let me tell you about my girlfriend. I used to work with a young lady. We used to work downtown Chicago a long time ago. And then we reconnected recently on Facebook. Well, she has a knack for a camera. She's really great with her camera. She takes a lot of great pics of sunlight. I said, girl, listen, let me tell you something. She always taking pictures of the sun, the moon, and I mean, she does a phenomenal job. So I've been trying to get her for the last 2 years. I'm like, girl, would you please publish this book already with these photos? But because it's so doggone hot, it would be great. Everyone loves her pictures. So listen, let me tell you something. I've been after her. I'm like, well, after a while, I'm going to just tell her, give me the pictures, and I'll do the book, and I'll just, you know, we'll do this thing in collaboration. So listen, let me tell you, long story short, the other day I was on Facebook. She did a presentation. I'm like, oh, maybe she's warming up to the idea. She did a presentation. She put a lot of her photos together. It was amazing. It was amazing. She did like a video, and she took the shot that she had taken. It was amazing. Can I tell you, it was so gorgeous. So if she does the book, I'm telling you, them things will fly off the shelf like hotcakes, because she really has a real gift for taking the best shot ever. She's always outside, so I don't know why she's not, you know, just dragging, but she's a phenomenal woman. She's phenomenal. So listen, I got some more great music. Independent artist Kool Bryant. It's K-U, Kool Bryant. You almost want to kiss him. Bryant. You know what? So listen. He's got some great music. It's called Radio Station. Radio Station. You know what I'm saying. Listen, let me adjust my mic. I want to make sure everything is good around here. So listen, this is Radio Station. Radio Station. You're going to love this. It's soft. It's mellow. It's really, really sweet. You hear me what I'm saying up in here? So go ahead and get your lemonade. Get your lemonade. I don't care if it's pink lemonade. You know, you can have different kinds of lemonade, honey. It ain't got to be straight. You can sauce it up with something, honey. Mama's always saucing it up. You hear me up in here? Listen, let me go ahead and play this so y'all can check this out. It's called Radio Station.
Listen to the radio station. Listen to the radio station. What you doing? What you doing? Chilling in the back, yo, I was coolin'. What you doing? What you doing? Didn't talk in a while, yo, how you doing? I was lost in the shit, got me trippy, love. So gifted with the shit, got me rapping, love. So in love with the shit, what you thinking, love? waiting for my time, don't feel away. New J's, fresh pair, creep when I leave, better take clear. AA, KB, first class, time flies. Cool your time, tears your damn life. Put you on hold, just stand by, waste time. You was tripping all the time, what you need me for? Now I'm stacking up the bread so the comms come. Got me cleaning up the crib for my shorty comes. She's running late, but I needed some. Ballin' up to when I needed one. Look at the person that you became. Don't change the station and don't complain. Listen to the radio station. 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 Listen to the radio station.
I love that. I love that. Listen to the radio station. That is a radio station. I love that. That song could really be mainstream. It really could be mainstream. But listen, a lot of people, sometimes individuals are not great salesmen or spokespersons. And sometimes artists are good at their craft, but they may not be good at selling themselves when it comes to, I got a point here. Stay with the story. You know, Mama is a licensed life coach, right? Trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Channel 32 News way back in the day. So listen, after she got out of college, she did a short stint at Channel 32. She did an internship, and she stayed on for a little bit at Channel 32. She's no longer there. She's moved on. But listen, let me tell you this. The reason why I'm saying this, because so many people say they're life coaches, and they just walking on a piece of toilet paper. They ain't really got the paper. You know what I'm saying. So listen, let me tell you this about radio station, and the reason I'm talking about self-confidence. His song could be mainstream. I could really hear it on, I could really see it being on a mainstream station. But before he gets to that point, if he wants to, it could really be played, and this would be really easy. He could really easily get this song played at, this is why I love college life and college campuses. He could easily go into, because a lot of college campuses, you know, we got, you know, the radio stations, we got the news. You can be, when you're a journalism, a lot of times a journalist, the student writes for the newspaper, the college newspaper, and there are radio stations on college campuses, and they're always looking for music to play. So how easy would that be? So he can go to a college campus in his area, wherever he may be, and see, you know, says, hey, you know, I got this hot song that I did. It's called Radio Station. Here's a copy I'd like for you to play it. You know what I'm saying? And that would be really, really great and really awesome. I got some more music that's coming up by independent artists, More Eyes. This one is phenomenal as well. It is called First Night. First night you're getting it on. First night you whoa, y'all fill in the blanks, okay? So listen, this is a family-friendly show. I ain't going to get into all of that with the first night. Now, you fill in the blank what you want your first night to be. It could be a first night, a first date, first night with a movie with your friend. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be first night or something else, a little romper night. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, let me just stop there. Listen, this song is really hot and bad. It's called First Night. Check this out.
Oh, my sweet girl, living far from
All right. First night. Independent artist Mo Ives. Man, let me tell you something. I'm listening to that song, and I'm just like at the movies, right? I know I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, and it's been a stone cold blast. But before I get up out of here, I got to say this about First Night and the artist Mo Ives. I'm listening to the song. I'm seeing Spanguli and Elvira. That song, you know, I just wish, you know, listen, let me tell y'all something. Listen and be real good. Come on in. Listen at mama real good. I keep saying every day I need to have a class. Listen, have a class with independent artists, you know, because I really do believe in millionaire music. Yeah. And it's not going to happen overnight, but you got to start with your idea. You got to start with a blueprint. You got to start with a plan. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Listen, it's not easy. Y'all know how the music business is. It ain't easy. So listen. But in the interim, before you make your money off of your music, you got to have some other things going for you. You got to have some things, your merchandise. And so, but the reason I'm saying that is about First Night because, oh, my God, he could do his little scene. I'm telling you, that song is really good. It's really great. But it's like a little horror song, which is good. Y'all remember the movie Little Shop of Horrors? That song, you know, he could really do, get real creative. And it's nothing wrong with creating music and creating your own little video and have a Little Shop of Horror movie is what he could do and then have that movie set to the video, right? And, yeah, you can really do this. Seriously, listen, I am all about pitching. You know I am about pitching. I will talk to anybody. If I got something to pitch, I will pitch it to BBC. I will pitch it anywhere. Anybody that's going to listen, I'll pitch it, right? Now, listen, you never know who has a connection and who has a connection to somebody that can open a door for you. That's why you got to be ready with your merchandise. Let me tell you something. The world, this universe operates in a plane that's not like what you think. Now, what you see is not the real thing. It's in your mind. It's in your mind and it's in your spirit. Oh, God, here we go. So, listen, I'm going to give this to you really fast. This is why you got to have your merchandise ready because you never know when God is going to send someone across your path that can open the door for you and help you to sell your merchandise. You got to be ready. Now, listen, I've been doing the Fierce Female Network for a while. Been doing this show since 2007. It was WSF Radio. But, listen, God opens a multitude of doors. Now, listen, let me tell you something. The first door he opened, I will never forget, Marcus Patrick. He's an author. He's an actor. He did Miami Vice. He did so many different shows, Jesus Christ. And he does a lot of different things. He creates his own food line. Now, listen, the point of me mentioning him, he was one of the first celebrities that was on this show. And guess what? We had a great conversation. We talked. He can open a door. I'm using him as an example, right? So the point is this. He can open a door for me, and what happens? I open a door for you. Now, listen, as some of you know, Vinny was on the show not too long ago. So listen, Vinny opens a door for me. Vinny is a media advisor. He worked with MTV from 1998 to 2007, and he works with the Osbournes. He's worked with Nick Cannon and so many different celebrities. I can't even name them all. But the point is this. He opens the door for me, and he gives me the tools to open the door for you guys, okay? So that is the way that it works. And the way when I open the door for you, you got to do what? You got to be ready with your merchandise. Your merchandise can go all over the world. Listen, I'm telling you this for a point. Your merchandise can go all over the world on television. But if you're not ready and you don't have the merchandise, I have nothing to put out there and open the door for you. So listen, you have to be ready. Okay, so listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? All these episodes are teaching points as well. So listen. Take it, my babies, and run with it. Run like the wind. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I'll be back a little bit later on. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You winning.